This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Let's set the starting lineups for semifinal number two. First for the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, the Piasaw Birds from Southwestern High School. Their head coach, Steve Woolley, in his 21st year. They will go tonight with Abby Burns, a 5'3 junior, Corey Hopkins, a 5'7 freshman, Bailey Weibel, a 5'8 junior, Molly Novak, a 5'6 junior, and Riley Smith, a 5'6 freshman. For the Hillsboro Hilltoppers and their head coach, Brett Teakin, in his 17th campaign, he will go with Kylie Meyer, a 5'9 junior, Sammy Matouche, a 5'11 junior, Aubrey Rupert, a 5'7 junior, Emily Reynolds, a 5'8 sophomore, and Claire Tester, a 5'8 freshman. So for Southwestern, Burns, Hopkins, Weibel, Novak, and Smith. For the Toppers, Meyer, Matouche, Rupert, Reynolds, and Tester. Hillsboro comes in 17-11. Southwestern 16-11. The Birds have won 8 of 9. The only loss in that time was to Hillsboro on January the 25th. It was at Hillsboro, a 54-32 win for the Toppers that night. So we'll see if the Birds have learned anything from that game. Talking to Steve Woolley last night, just mentioned in passing that when they played Hillsboro, they missed 6 one-footers that night, and Hillsboro hit 9 threes. Now, Hillsboro hitting 9 threes, there's nothing abnormal about that, but missing 6 one-footers for a quality club, that is abnormal and most likely will not happen again here tonight. Hillsboro in the home whites, trimmed in the orange, Toppers in orange lettering across the front, Southwestern in the road green, trimmed in the yellow with Piasaw in yellow lettering across the front. Matouche to jump for the Toppers, Hopkins for Southwestern, and semifinal number two for Marquette Catholic underway. Hopkins wins the tap, and Southwestern will get it to start. Man-to-man defense for Hillsboro as Riley Smith has it on the right wing. She will leave for Novak. Molly, dribble drive, attacks the rim, can't get it to go. Used a lot of the rim that time, rattled the round and kicked off. Offensive rebound to Hopkins, counted, and the foul. That was saved on the baseline, picked up by Hopkins, and she'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three, the foul on Meyer. Kylie's first, team's first. Winner gets Alton Marquette Thursday night for the championship. Free throw is no good for Hopkins, hit a lot of the rim and kicked off, and on the rebound, it's out of bounds off of Southwestern. It'll be Hillsboro basketball. Toppers would love to get a rematch with Alton Marquette. Marquette beat them at Hillsboro back on December the 4th by 5. Got to take care of business against Southwestern first. Up top with Reynolds, Emily Reynolds. Her entry pass is deflected right back to her, fortunate to maintain possession. Off to Rupert. Aubrey has her right wrist heavily taped. Here's Meyer, high post to Tester. Almost had it ripped away. Claire able to maintain. Off to Rupert on the right wing. In the corner it goes to Reynolds. Emily Reynolds back to Meyer. It's Molly Novak with the man-to-man defense on Sammy Matouche. That's a full-time job. Down to Tester from 7 feet, left it short, and the rebound down to Southwestern. Birds an early 2-point lead and the basketball. 6:55 for the opening quarter. Here's Hopkins on the left wing to Novak. Top of the key to Burns. She's going to do a one dribble pull-up for three, left it short. Offensive rebound to Hopkins. Corey spins baseline, puts it up and in. Good start for Hopkins. That was a nice move. Off the right block, spun towards the baseline. 4-0 Southwestern, 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Matouche. Sammy will leave for Rupert. Aubrey Rupert to the foul line. She is cut off in some trouble and leaves it on the baseline for Reynolds. Long 15-footer airballed it, and the rebound is off of Matouche. It'll be Southwestern ball. Talked about it a little bit in the first game. When a team is playing their first regional game against an opponent that played in the earlier round, a lot of times the team that played in the quarterfinal has a little bit of an advantage early. They've got those postseason jitters out of their system. Hillsboro's first playoff appearance tonight. Oh, nice dump down to Hopkins. She has 6, and Brett Teakin needs a timeout. 6:09 for the opening quarter. Southwestern out to a 6-0 lead. We'll come back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages. Following the Topper timeout, Hillsboro brings it into the front court. Matouche handling at the top of the key. She's being hounded. We'll leave it on the baseline for Reynolds. She'll work middle of the lane. Now off to Meyer. Kylie, right elbow. Nice diagonal pass to Reynolds. Emily will gather herself and puts it up and in. Good job by Reynolds to not rush that. Take her time and put it home. Hillsboro on the board with 5:40 to play in the opening quarter. 6-2 Southwestern. As Riley Smith has her pass, volleyball swatted right back to her from Rupert. Aubrey pressuring out near midcourt on Smith. Riley Smith now will find a slashing Weibel. She gets it off to Novak. No from 15, and the rebound down to Tester for Hillsboro. Into the hands of Matouche. Here comes Sammy eyeing up Novak. Matouche goes behind the back and draws the foul. First foul on Southwestern, and they will get Novak on the personal. But the ability to play defense on Sammy without fouling, that is much easier said than done. She has the entire offensive package. Here's Rupert on the right wing. Will leave for Kylie Meyer. Meyer into the hands of Matouche. Sammy to the foul line. Tied up. That's a good job by Abby Burns and Novak all over Sammy Matouche. As soon as she puts the ball on the floor, multiple green shirts collapsing. Now to go down is Hillsboro's first turnover. Actually, no, they have the arrow. Check that. Hillsboro ball out of bounds. Reynolds on the curl. Kicks in the corner to Rupert for three. Left it a little bit short. And a long rebound out to Novak. She's tripped up the floor. No whistle. And it will be Hillsboro ball. Steve Woolley not happy about that. A lot of contact there. But no whistle. It'll be Hillsboro ball. Sideline trigger right in front of the scorer's table. 6-2. Southwestern leading. We played a little more than 3 minutes. Matouche doesn't have a shot yet. With the left-hand bounce on the left wing. Now she does. Rises up for three. A little strong. And the rebound down to Southwestern and Hopkins. Off to Molly Novak. Novak will bring it into the front court with the right-hand bounce. Matouche picks up the ball pressure there. Novak sheds Matouche. Works left. And leaves it for Weibel. Right side of the key. Off to Burns. Abby locks and loads the triple. And she got it. Burns buries the three ball off the left wing and an early 9-2 lead for Southwestern. Here's Meyer on the right wing. She'll get a screen from Matouche. Kylie will come back the other way now and leave for Sammy beyond the top of the key as Novak is all over. Novak falls down. Matouche will rise for three. Can't get it off the heel and the rebound picked up by Southwestern and Abby Burns. Novak will not shy away from the Matouche challenge here tonight. She will be in Sammy's grill until the fourth quarter hits triple zero. Here's Burns. Finds Smith between the circles. Off to Novak. They're going to lob down to Hopkins. Threw it too far and turned over. Good idea, but didn't execute it. Second turnover on the Piasaw Birds. Here comes Matouche for the toppers. Hesitation bounce at the top of the key. Leaves for Reynolds. Baseline J, yes, for Emily Reynolds. Reynolds has all four Hillsboro points as she knocks down the 17-footer. And it's 9-4 Southwestern. 3.5 minutes first quarter. Here's Novak with the spin at the top of the key. She will leave it between the circles for Weibel. Bailey now will hand off to Burns. Bounce pass thrown away as she was looking for Weibel, but Bailey had not gone out towards the wing. Third Southwestern turnover. And Burns and Weibel chirp at each other a little bit. Miscommunication. Here comes Sammy with the right-hand dribble. Leads for Kylie Meyer. Meyer between the circles off to Tester. Claire Tester now back to Meyer. Kylie lines up the three, left it short. Rebound, though, to Tester. She will attack and float it up and in. Claire Tester's first bucket off the offensive rebound. Pulls Hillsboro to within three, 9-6. Here's Novak. Gets a ball screen from Hopkins. Now Corey will take the handoff. Leaves for Burns. Abby Burns. On the left wing to Riley Smith. Smith right back to Burns. Abby for three again. She got it again. Abby Burns, two triples in the quarter. And Southwestern doubling up Hillsboro 12-6. Here comes Matouche. Gets past Novak all the way to the rim. Layup's no good. And it's out of bounds off of Hillsboro. Southwestern ball.
Play strong, Corey. Play strong.
2:22 first quarter. Good start here for the Piasaw Birds. Clock running, 2:15 for the first quarter of play. Wildy Novak into the front court, goes between her legs, and she will leave it right side of the key for Hopkins. On the curl, Burns, it is good. Oh, Abby Burns, 8 first quarter points, and a great start for Southwestern as Brett Teakin paces the topper sideline. Here comes Sammy Matouche, left side, lost the handle and turned it over. Second Hillsboro turnover, the pressure of Molly Novak. It was the full court pressure of Alton Marquette in the first game that was the difference. And it'll have to be the half court pressure defense for Southwestern here tonight if they want to spring the upset. trapped out near midcourt, and Steve Woolley would get the timeout. The ball was deflected away. Weibel picked it up, but she had nowhere to go as that half-court line had her pinned in. 106 seconds for the first quarter. It is Southwestern 14, Hillsboro 6. We'll come back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages on the Ox. Following the Southwestern timeout, Birds have it as Riley Smith airmails the entry pass to Corey Hopkins. Fourth turnover on Southwestern. Two of them have been on errant entry passes. Good ideas, just not executed. 14-6 Southwestern. Abby Burns has 8. Corey Hopkins has 6. 90 seconds first quarter. Jade Scraw gets us checked in for Hillsboro, the 5'6 junior. She will run the point. On the right wing, Scroggins. Left for Tester. Back to Scroggins for a 3. Air ball. And Riley Smith will let it go out of bounds. It'll be Piasaw basketball. Not a good start for the Toppers. Clock running, minute 15, first quarter. Here comes Smith on the right wing to Abby Burns. Burns, bounce pass, top of the key to Hopkins. Corey Hopkins now off to Burns, right wing. Abby Burns bounced it once, picked it up. She's in trouble. She will leave for Riley Smith, who came and met the basketball. Riley out near midcourt. Working on Rupert, crosses over, picks up the dribble. Dangerous pass, found its way home to Hopkins. On the left wing to Burns. Bad entry pass stolen by Claire Tester. Fifth Southwestern turnover. Here comes Jade Scroggins to the top of the key. She will hand to Matouche. Sammy Matouche on the attack and offensive on Sammy. That is Matouche's first, team's second, and Hillsboro's third turnover. Southwestern frustrating Sammy Matouche here in the opening quarter of play. Matouche has not scored. She's only gotten off a couple of shots as Molly Novak has done a great job. That's the story of the opening quarter. Molly Novak's defense and Abby Burns' three-point shooting. Here's Riley Smith off to Hopkins. Corey Hopkins will leave for Smith between the circles. 20 seconds for the quarter. Looks like the Piasaw Birds will hold for the final shot. Smith, right side of the key, will leave it on the bounce for Lexi Hall, who's checked in for the Birds. Lexi had it jarred loose, but it's picked up by Novak. 10 seconds for the quarter. Molly now will leave it for Hopkins. Back to Hall with 5. Passes deflected away, saved by Novak, but she stepped on the sideline. That'll be the 6th turnover on Southwestern. 3 seconds for the quarter, and the Toppers will have a chance. Substitution to the table for the Birds. As Natalie Keith, 5'7 sophomore, will check in. Sideline trigger. Scroggins gets it into Matouche. Midcourt, will she get it off? Yes. Good if it goes. No. And after 8 minutes, the Southwestern Piasaw Birds lead Hillsboro 14-6. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on 105.3, The Ox. Tim Eyes back here at Marquette Catholic High School. Levi Ubelt back in our WAOX studio. Second time I've done that tonight here on 105.3 The Ox. We got the Litchfield Regional on WSMI FM 106 tonight. Everything streaming at WSMIRadio.com. Ball is loose in the backcourt. Southwestern missed a 3, had a chance at the long rebound, couldn't pick it up. And now Matouche has it, and she is fouled on her attack to the rim. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. It'll be Aubrey Rupert to throw in. Has a bunch of tape on her right wrist. They will get it out to Matouche. 16-footer off the mark for Sammy, and the rebound down to Southwestern. The Birds doing a great job right now of making life difficult on Sammy Matouche. Here's Riley Smith out front. She will leave. Down low for Hopkins, and Corey is fouled. Free throws coming. Third team foul on Hillsboro. And I think they will get Rupert. That will be Aubrey's first. Corey Hopkins to the foul line. She's 0 of 1 tonight. Has 6 points. Free throw is good. 7 for Hopkins. Burns has 8, and that's the scoring for Southwestern. They lead 15-6, 7:23 for the first half. Second toss for Hopkins, rattles home. 8 for Corey, a 16-6 Southwestern lead, their biggest lead of the night, 7:15 for the first half. Here's Jade Scroggins on the right wing. Hopper's just 6 points. We've played almost 9 minutes. Here's Reynolds on the curl, all the way to the rim, a block on Hopkins. Free throws for Emily Reynolds. That'll be the second team foul on Southwestern. Check that third team foul on the Pius Allbirds. And Emily Reynolds to the free throw line, the 5'8 sophomore. Toss for Reynolds is good. Emily's fifth point tonight. She has five with the top of seven. Makes it 16-7 Southwestern. Reynolds' second free throw is good. She gets the pair, has six for the game. And Southwestern doubling up Hillsboro, 16-8, 7 minutes for the first half. Here's Molly Novak into the front court. Dribble hand off to Riley Smith. Hillsboro in man-to-man defense as Lexi Hall has it way out in the left wing. Leaves for Novak. Nice little ball fake. Pulls up left elbow. Left it a little short. Oh, what a rebound for Lexi Hall. She's fouled on the putback. Two free throws for Lexi Hall. Oh, she had great position, and then she was the first off the floor. The foul goes on Macy Blankenship, who just checked in for the Toppers, the 5'11 sophomore. Two free throws for Hall. Free throw good. Lexi's first point tonight. 17-8 Southwestern. A spin, couple of bounces. And the toss is good. Two for Hall. And a substitution for Southwestern. Weibel returns as Hopkins will get a breather. Well, we saw in our first semifinal, Marquette did not play well at all by their standards, but they survived and advanced. Hillsboro off to a similar type of start, except Marquette got off to an 8-point lead and let it slip away. The Toppers find themselves down 10 early. They tried to ease their way into this game, and Southwestern kind of punched them right in the mouth, which the Birds have been known to do over the years under Steve Woolley. The greatness of the Southwestern program trying to deal with Matouche and the Toppers tonight. Oh, my goodness, Sammy missed the layup. Had a beautiful backdoor cut, and she missed it. And then the rebound is deflected off of Hillsboro. It'll be Southwestern ball. Boy, and when you see Matouche miss buckets like that, it's so rare, it's very surprising. I will give a lot of credit, though, to the pressure defense that Southwestern has been applying since this game began. It just has maybe Matouche sped up just ever so slightly. She'll get settled back in here. She will pick up the defense on Novak. Hillsboro needs to turn it around on the defensive end. Out to Smith, 18-footer, too strong. Offensive rebound to Molly Novak, but I think she came down on the baseline. She did. Great rebound from Novak. She just ran out of floor. 6 minutes for the first half. A 10-point lead for Southwestern. Matouche still scoreless. Jade Scroggins with the left-hand bounce into the front court. Man-to-man defense for the Birds. Scroggins turns the corner under the rim. Reverse layup blocked and fouled by Lexi Hall. That'll be the first on Lexi, fifth on Southwestern, and free throws for Jade Scroggins. Southwestern 16-11, winners of eight of their last nine. Hillsboro comes in 17-11 as Scroggins' free throw is good. They met back in late January at Hillsboro. Toppers won that one 54-32, but they are getting a different Pius Allbird team here tonight. Corey Hopkins back on the floor as Lexi Hall takes a seat. Second free throw for Jade Scroggins. Headed home, and she can't get it. Rattled out. Rebound down to Southwestern. They lead 18-9. Novak, a long pass in the front court to Burns. Down on the block to Weibel. Missed it. Got it back, and she's fouled. Great second effort that time from Bailey Weibel, and she'll have free throws. They'll get Claire Tester on the personal. That'll be her first. Toppers' fifth team foul. Southwestern's been whistled for four. Free throw for Weibel is good. Bailey Weibel, her first point tonight. The Birds are a perfect 5-for-5 in the quarter, 5-of-6 from the stripe for the game. They lead by 10. Weibel's second toss is short, and the rebound to the Toppers. Here comes Matouche in a hurry the other way. 1-on-3. She will attack. That's going to be offensive. She lowered her shoulder and extended that off arm. Matouche has two fouls, both offensive. And that was an offensive foul, no doubt about it. Sammy didn't like it, but she lowered her shoulder and extended. That's going to be automatic. Will Matouche come out? She will with her second personal. So Hillsboro's troubles just got a little deeper. down 10. Matouche has not scored. She has two fouls. She will have to sit. Molly Novak and the Bird defense has frustrated Matouche to the nth degree here tonight in the first half. Oh, what a find to Novak. The layup is good. Beautiful pass from Corey Hopkins. Novak, they lost sight of her on the baseline. Molly's first bucket, 21-9 Birds. On the dribble drive, that is Reynolds. She stepped out of bounds. Fourth Hillsboro turnover, and Brett Tekin needs a timeout. 5-10 for the first half. It is all Southwestern. They lead Hillsboro 21-9. You're listening to the Marquette Catholic Regional Semifinal on the Ox. Brett Tekin has used two timeouts here in the first half. His toppers trail 21-9. A three ball for Burns. That one is short off the right wing. Two Birds to the floor. We'll get a jump ball, the arrow, to Hillsboro. Hopkins and Weibel were first to the floor, and on the arrow, the toppers will get the basketball. Sammy Matouche on the bench, two fouls, no points. Here's Tester in the right corner to Reynolds. Where will the toppers get their scoring without Matouche on the floor? Rupert will leave it for Hooley, who's checked in. Shelby Hooley, a 5'5 sophomore. Off to Tester. Toppers don't have real good spacing right now. They're bumping into each other. Hooley on the dribble drive, and we are going to have a foul away from the ball. This is going on Southwestern, and they will get Abby Burns with her first personal. Fifth team foul. Toppers stack everyone left side of the lane. Rupert will throw in from the baseline. Looking, gets it into Hooley, left elbow. Shelby will attack on the baseline, leads for Reynolds. Jump shot short, and the rebound down to Riley Smith. Riley will get it into the hands of Molly Novak, the junior point guard for the Birds. On the right wing to Riley Smith. A dangerous pass across the floor, nearly stolen by Reynolds, then Burns traveled. Boy, that lane opened up so wide for Burns, she got too excited and couldn't get the ball on the floor fast enough. Seventh turnover on Southwestern, 4:08 for the first half. 21-9, Birds lead. Toppers, midway through the second quarter, have not reached double figures. Here's Reynolds on the right wing. Top of the key to Meyer on the curl. Back to Hooley now, right wing. She will leave for Tester, top of the key. Claire, one dribble, picked it up. She is cut off, has it jarred loose, but we have a foul on Southwestern. They caught the arm that time of Claire Tester. Sixth foul on the Piasaw Birds as they will get the personal on Riley Smith, her first. .349 for the first half. Baseline trigger for the toppers and Aubrey Rupert. Looking, finds Tester underneath, deflected away nicely by Hopkins, and it'll stay with the toppers. They'll move from the right side of the lane to the left side of the lane to throw it on the baseline. Standing on the A in Marquette on the baseline. Marquette on this end of the floor on the baseline. Catholic and blue lettering on the other baseline. Matouche is back in the ballgame. Brett Tekin can't wait any longer. His toppers are in trouble, and fouls or not, he needs Matouche. Oh, that three way off, way too strong. Hit the other side of the backboard. Offensive rebound to Rupert. She can't put it home, and Southwestern has the ball. Toppers, they feel like they are in some serious trouble here tonight. 3:20 for the first half. Molly Novak out front between the circles. She will leave for Abby Burns. Burns now will bring it back to Novak. Southwestern obviously learned something in their first matchup with Hillsboro. They are comfortable right now in the first half. Across the floor to Burns. Abby, little ball fake. Now she will bring it out. Dangerous pass found its way to Novak. Molly now with 3 minutes for the first half. Bounce pass to Burns. Abby with the dribble on the sideline in front of the Hillsboro bench. She will skip it across the floor to Riley Smith. Back to Molly Novak beyond the volleyball spike line. Back to Smith in the corner. It goes to Hopkins. Off to Novak now, right back in the corner. This time, Riley Smith, right pocket three. Off the side of the backboard, no good. Picked up by Shelby Hooley. She will leave it for Rupert. Here comes Hillsboro. Aubrey Rupert, full head of steam, floats it up, rattled out. One and done to the toppers as the rebound down to Weibel. And as Brett Tekin scratching his head, assistant Bob Allen just sitting with his hands behind his head, almost in stunned disbelief at this first half performance here from the toppers. Here's Abby Burns for three. Got it again, her third of the half. She has 11, and the Toppers are in trouble. 24-9 Southwestern. Rupert, quick trigger, 18-footer. Boy, did the Toppers need that. Aubrey Rupert's first bucket. She stroked it with confidence. 24-11 Southwestern inside of 2 minutes for the first half. Here comes Hopkins, pulls up from 12, left it a little short, and the rebound down to Hillsboro. Or if you're Southwestern, you want to make sure you close this half strong. You have played so well up to this point. 100 seconds for the half. Rupert for three. No. Rebound down to Southwestern. Hopkins in a hurry the other way across the timeline. Oh, had her pocket picked by Rupert. Never saw Aubrey. Rupert has it jarred loose by Novak and is picked up by Hopkins. Oh, what an effort from Molly Novak. A minute 26 for the half, and Steve Woolley going to take a timeout. Sensational from Molly Novak. Southwestern leads Hillsboro 24-11, a minute 26 for the first half. We'll come back to Alton Marquette High School following these messages on the Ox. Well, this score is certainly a surprise to me. 24-11, Southwestern leading. They have the basketball, 80 seconds for the first half. The Birds have played about as flawlessly as you can through almost two quarters. They do have eight turnovers, but other than that, they've been very, very good. Been great on the defensive end, and they've shot the three well. But the defense is the reason for this score right now. 60 seconds, first half. Birds working around the perimeter, leading by 13. Matouche playing with two fouls, has the pressure on Novak. Here's Molly in the left corner. She's making Sammy work on the defensive end. Molly never standing still. She will spin on Matouche, works left wing now. Dribble handoff to Abby Burns, 40 seconds for the half. Into the hands of Hopkins on the left wing. Finds Weibel on the curl, goes right up at Matouche and puts it up and in. Sammy could not foul, and Bailey Weibel has her first field goal in 3 points. 26-11 Southwestern. Here is Matouche off the baseline. Check that. Kylie Meyer off the baseline has her first bucket, an 18-footer, and it's 26-13. Southwestern doubling up Hillsboro. 15 seconds for the half. Birds can hold for the final shot. Rupert almost had the steal. Here comes Riley Smith. Lees for Burns, 10 seconds for the half. She will check the clock, pull it back out near midcourt. She will work left side with five. Riley Smith with three. Down low to Hopkins, off the window, rattled out at the buzzer. After two quarters, it is the Southwestern Piasaw Birds, 26. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers, 13. You're listening to the Class 2A Alton Marquette Regional Semifinals on 105.3, the Ox. Tim Mize back here at Marquette Catholic High School at the half. Southwestern leading Hillsboro 26-13. Hillsboro just got out of the locker room. They won't even have time to get up any shots here in between the second and third quarters as assistant coach Bob Allen talking to Sammy Matouche after they break the huddle, just probably telling her to calm down. We're okay. We're all right. A lot of basketball to play here. But no doubt about it, Southwestern set the tone early with their defensive pressure. Give Molly Novak the credit. She came out on Matouche and really was right up in her grill from the opening tap. And I don't know that Hillsboro was necessarily ready for that, having just played Southwestern a couple of weeks ago. And you see it all the time, though. When teams meet in the regular season and one team wins by a wider margin, a lot of times when they meet in the playoffs, when they're both good teams, you see what we saw in the first half, a flip. Southwestern gets the ball to start the third quarter. Riley Smith triggers a three, no. Offensive rebound to Corey Hopkins. She muscles it up and draws the foul. Oh, she outworked Reynolds and Tester that time. And free throws for Corey Hopkins. Well, there is a lot of nervous energy for the folks wearing orange and black in the gym right now. This game is trending the Piasaw Birds' way. Free throw for Hopkins. Good. She has nine. Makes it 27-13, 7:42 for the third quarter. Hopkins' second free throw is good. She gets a pair. She has 10. And a good start to the half for Southwestern. Lead is up to 15, the biggest of the night. Here comes Meyer. Leaves it for Rupert. Off to Reynolds. They feed Matouche. Draws two green jerseys. Kicks out to Rupert. Here's Aubrey, 4-3. That's partially blocked. Matouche will pick it up underneath, throws it off of Burns. That's a heads-up play from Sammy Matouche. She was going to come down out of bounds, so while in midair, she threw it off of Burns. And she had some steam on that pass, too. Baseline trigger, Meyer will lob into Sammy. Matouche on the right wing, being checked by Novak. Sammy works to the foul line, leads for Meyer. Kylie for three, can't get it. Offensive rebound to Rupert. Aubrey underneath the rim, kicks out to Meyer. Off to Matouche into the triple threat position. Sammy, step through, off the window, it's good. Matouche's first bucket, and we'll see if that gets her going. Now we have an official stoppage. Not sure what the official said something at the table. I couldn't hear what he said. 7:03 for the third quarter. 28-15 Southwestern leads. Here is Riley Smith on the right wing. On the baseline to Weibel. Oh, Rupert went for the steal, didn't get it. Then Weibel missed a wide open shot, and Hopkins goes over the back. That play right there, that could be maybe a turning point for Hillsboro. They got burned going for the steal. Fortunate they didn't give up 2 points and go down 15. Now they get the ball back, down 13. Can they score here? Here's Meyer on the handoff to Reynolds. Down low to Matouche. Sammy draws three defenders. Muscles it up. Can't get it to go. Another good defensive effort from Southwestern. Here comes Molly Novak into the front court. Novak will leave for Smith on the left wing. Back to Molly between the circles. 6.5 minutes, third quarter. Novak has it out near the volleyball spike line. Molly Novak turns the corner. That pass is tipped and stolen by Rupert. Throw ahead from Reynolds to Rupert. Fouled by Burns, yes. That'll be the second on Abby Burns. And the second team foul on Southwestern. The ball wound up on the stage, so Corey Hopkins has to go onto the stage, pull the curtains back, peer into the darkness, and retrieve the basketball. 6:15 for the third quarter. Aubrey Rupert at the free throw line. She has her first free throw of the night. Miss off the right side. One more toss for Rupert. Dist to pull Hillsboro within a dozen. Free throw is good. Three for Aubrey Rupert. It's 28-16 Southwestern. 6:10 third quarter. Here comes Novak into the front court, being checked by Matouche in the top remain to man. Down on the right block to Weibel. Oh, she got too far under the rim, put it off the bottom side, but got it back. Southwestern quicker to the basketball here tonight. Have been from the opening tap. Here's Novak, leaves it up top for Hopkins. Down to Weibel off the window. It's good for Bailey. She has five, and the lead is 14 for the Piasaw Birds. 5:40 for the third quarter. Here's Matouche. Hand off to Meyer. Off to Tester at the foul line. Claire Tester to the left block. She will get it out to Matouche and Sammy Travel. She shuffled her feet, making her move. Sixth Hillsboro turnover. Toppers are in trouble here. They are out of sorts. And a lot of that has to do with Southwestern's defensive pressure. Boy, and when it gets going downhill like it has been for Hillsboro, sometimes you just can't get it stopped. 30-16, especially when Southwestern won't let their foot off your throat. They are keeping the pedal to the metal. It's all about the defensive end right now. 5:10, third quarter. Here's Riley Smith on the right wing, returns the pass to Novak. Guarded by Matouche. Sammy playing with two fouls. Went for the steal, didn't get it. Novak and Burns collided. Burns picks up the ball back to Molly Novak. Novak wants to drive the baseline, cut off by Tester. Molly will dribble it back out as she will spin away from Matouche. That could have been the third on Sammy potentially. 4:45 third quarter. Off to Smith in the corner to Novak. Oh, down low to Weibel. All alone off the window. It's good. They lost sight of Bailey Weibel. For as great as Southwestern has been defensively, Hillsboro has been porous. 32-16. Did not see this coming. Certainly not the margin. Doubling up the toppers. 4:23 for the third quarter. Here's Matouche to the left wing. One of the three. That's a forced shot. Looking for the contact. Didn't get it. She just threw that up with one hand. Rebound down to Southwestern. Hillsboro is frustrated right now, and they are in trouble. 32-16. Here is Novak in the left corner. Alton Marquette gets the winner Thursday night for the championship. Hillsboro has a lot of work to do if they want to keep on playing after tonight. And Smith is fouled as Rupert got her on the arm. Aubrey Rupert second. Toppers second team foul of the half. 3:55, quarter number three. Jade Scroggins, the 5'6 junior in for Hillsboro. Abby Burns gets it in to Riley Smith. Riley crosses the timeline, has it stripped away by Rupert. Rupert to the floor, has possession, underhand shovel to Reynolds, up and down for the easy deuce. Maybe that'll be the play that gets Hillsboro going. A lot of times it's a defensive effort just like that. She jarred it loose, dove on the floor, and got a perfect outlet pass. And perhaps Steve Woolley, sensing the same thing, wants a timeout. 3:34 for the third quarter. It is Southwestern 32, Hillsboro 18. We'll come back to Marquette Catholic High School in this regional semifinal following these messages on the Ox. Following the Southwestern timeout, Birds have a 14-point lead and the basketball. Off to Riley Smith, right wing. Top of the key to Bailey Weibel. She's fouled by Claire Tester. Tester was up with the pressure defense, but then she swiped with her arms when Weibel put the ball on the floor. That'll be the second personal. Check that, third personal on Claire Tester, third of the half on the Toppers. Into Molly Novak, turns the corner, layup is good. Molly Novak with four, and the lead is back to 16, 34-18. 3 minutes, 10 seconds for the third quarter. Down to Matouche. She has three green shirts around her. Kicks out to Jade Scroggins. Winner gets Marquette. You know, coaches always say they don't care who they play, but I bet if you're Lee Green, he's a Southwestern fan tonight. Might not be on Thursday, but he is right now. Scroggins for three off the right side of the key, though. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Hopkins. Down to Smith. Long outlet to Burns. Dangerous pass. Abby saves it. Weibel picks it up on the sideline as Southwestern maintains. Boy, that sums up Southwestern's night. Pure hustle right there. First Burns, then Weibel. Down to Weibel on the right block. Lost the bounce. Needs some help. Leaves for Riley Smith, left side of the key. Fast moving ball game. Already down to 2:15 to play in the third quarter. And if you're Hillsboro, that's not good. You're down 16. To Weibel. Spins on Tester. I think we're going to get offensive. Nope, they're going to call it on the floor on Tester. I thought they might get Weibel with the wraparound on the off arm. They will not. It'll be Tester's fourth. Fourth team foul. Tester out. As Shelby Hooley returns for Hillsboro. Into Riley Smith in the right corner off the baseline feed. Approach the two-minute mark of the third quarter. Smith handles out front, guarded by Hooley. Riley Smith has her pass tipped and stolen by Matouche. Here comes Sammy. Full head of steam the other way. Oh, that's offensive on Matouche. I don't know about that one. That'll be the third on Sammy, all offensive. The first two were no doubters. That one was spotty. A minute 58 for the third quarter. Just 2 points for Matouche and three fouls. 34-18 Southwestern, a minute 58 to play in the third quarter. As Yogi Berra would say, it's getting late early for Hillsboro in this game. Just the flow of the game does not feel like it's in the Toppers' favor right now. Molly Novak handling out front for Southwestern. We are coming to you courtside here tonight from Marquette Catholic, a great vantage point right at midcourt, front row. And the Birds throw it away. Nope, tipped by Hillsboro. It'll stay with Southwestern. Molly Novak, when you're sitting courtside, she's fun to watch. She gives a lot of different facial expressions when she's playing the game of basketball. A minute 38 for the third quarter. A 34-18 lead for the Birds, and it goes to Molly. Novak at the left elbow, picks up the dribble, and will get it out between the circles to Riley Smith. Matouche went for the steal, didn't get it. Smith now picks up the dribble, lobs it down to Hopkins. What a pass, what a finish for Hopkins. A dozen for Corey, and they're doubling him up again. 36-18, Southwestern leads. Matouche for three, missed it, and the rebound down to Novak for Southwestern. Here comes Molly, right down the seam of the floor. Cut off finally by Hooley on the baseline. Molly keeps the dribble alive, will spin on Hooley. kicks out to Riley Smith now. Riley Smith with the right-hand bounce. Almost had it jarred loose. She does now. Matouche and Smith will tie up on the floor, and Hillsborough has it on the arrow. It was Rupert who caused the initial deflection, and then Matouche got the tie-up. 54.4 seconds for the third quarter. 36-18 Southwestern. I don't think anybody saw this coming. Not even the green and the gold. Not that they didn't think they'd win the game, but I don't imagine they thought they'd be up 18 inside of a minute to go in the third quarter. Here's Hooley way out on the right wing. Jade Scroggins on the left wing. Little head fake. Good job by Burns to keep her feet. Into the hands of Matouche. Sammy drives baseline, floats it up and in. Four for Matouche, and she's earned them all. 36-20, 25 seconds for the third quarter. Southwestern with the lead and the ball. Riley Smith into the front court. See if Piasol wants to hold for the final shot. Riley Smith picked up the dribble, pivots around, and she will give a bounce pass to Hopkins. And Corey going to be called for offensive. They're going to say she cleared out and wrapped around with that off arm. For Hopkins, it'll be her second personal foul. Third, check that, it's going to be her third personal foul. Third foul of the half on Southwestern. Hooley out for the Toppers. Rupert back on the floor. Molly Novak will get a much-deserved breather as she goes and sits at the end of the bench. She's exhausted. She just kind of leans back in the chair and rests her head back. That young lady is gassed. She has left it all on the floor. Does she have 8 minutes in her? 3 seconds for the quarter. Matouche deep. Wow, lots of contact. No whistle as Sammy winds up on the floor. After three quarters, it is Southwestern 36, Hillsborough 20. We'll come back with the money quarter for Marquette Catholic High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Marquette Catholic High School. Here we go, money quarter time, and it is pressure time for the Toppers. They are down 16. They have not reached double figures in any single quarter. They're down 36-20, and Abby Burns comes crashing into our table. Hopefully she's okay. I think she is. She pops right back up. Told you we're sitting courtside. And a turnover to start the fourth quarter for Southwestern. Here's Jade Scroggins. Leaves it for Rupert. Off to Meyer. Rupert for three. Can't get it. And Hillsborough is one and done. Rebound down to Abby Burns. Southwestern came to play tonight. They have led the entire way. Have not trailed. On the right wing with Natalie Keith. And we've got a whistle and foul. Maybe it was just deflected out. No foul. It'll be out of bounds to Southwestern. Molly Novak right back in the ball game. She got a quick breather there. She's going to sleep well tonight. She's been checking Matouche all night long. Riley Smith off the inbounds from Burns. High off the window. It's good. Riley's first bucket. It's a big one. 38-20 Southwestern. Novak takes a deep breath as she gets set to check Matouche. What a job she's done tonight. Held Sammy to just 4 points. Here's Rupert on the left wing. Aubrey Rupert finds Reynolds. 18-footer, yes, for Emily Reynolds. Now the Toppers need stops. They need to string buckets and stops basically for this entire quarter, inside of 7 minutes for the ball game. Facing full court pressure. Novak breaks it all the way to the rim, and she is fouled by Meyer. I think that'll be in the shooting motion. Yep. Two free throws for Molly Novak. Molly has 4 points tonight, but that does not matter one bit. She has held Matouche to just 4 points. They will not call that in the active shooting. It's on the floor, and Novak elevates, and she's pushed right in the back, and she's fouled again. I think they're going to get Meyer again. They will. Her third. 6:47 for the ball game. They called that one on the shot. As Molly might have come down awkwardly on someone's foot, she gets up kind of trying to shake out her right ankle a little bit. Her defense tonight on Matouche is the story of this ball game. Free throw is short for Novak. Rebound down to the Toppers. Here comes Matouche in a hurry the other way. Left-hand bounce, floats it up, rattled out. Been that type of night for Sammy. Into the hands of Novak. Here's Molly into the front court. Matush with the pressure defense. 6:25 for the ball game. Novak spinning on Matush. Gets a screen. Turns the corner. Jump stop. The layup is good. Oh, Molly Novak, have yourself a ball game. 40-22. The Toppers in a heap of trouble. Here's Matush. Step back three. Gotta have it. Can't get it. And the rebound down to Burns. Again, Hillsborough one and done. Southwestern has controlled the glass. Burns has trouble within the backcourt, and Steve Woolley gets the timeout. 6:03 for the ball game. 40-22 Southwestern. Timeout on the floor. We'll come back to the Marquette Catholic 2A regional semifinal following these messages on the Ox. Southwestern leading by 18 with the basketball. 6 minutes to play. Weibel in trouble in the backcourt. Stolen by Matush. Sammy, layup, counted on the foul for Matush. The live ball turnover, really one of the few live ball turnovers Southwestern has had tonight. Matush just came in like a comet. Took the basketball, got the bucket, now the foul. Makes it 40-24 Southwestern, 5:53 for the game. Matush's free throw is no good. She was strong with it, and the rebound down to Southwestern. Riley Smith crossing over, lost the handle, but it goes right to Molly Novak. 5:40 for this regional semifinal. Novak spins away from Matush, puts her on the floor. Novak across the floor now to Smith. Riley pulls up. Oh, she got all the iron. That thing kicked out. Hit high off the rim, went around the world and bounced out. Here comes Matush for the Toppers. 40-24 Southwestern. 5:25 left. Scroggins to the foul line, cut off. She will leave it on the baseline. Reynolds will fire and hit. Emily Reynolds, she's been shooting that corner well. She has a dozen, and it's 40-26. 5:10 for the game. Down low to Weibel off the window. She missed it. Got a rebound back. Missed it again. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Scroggins. Oh, boy. 5 minutes for the ball game. 14-point lead for Southwestern. Here comes Hooley on the baseline drive. Wraparound pass. 16-footer for Scroggins, short. Rebound to Reynolds, lost it. Jard loses a foot race. Burns has it, and she's fouled by Jade Scroggins. As Burns went sliding across the floor. 4:50 for the ball game. Hillsborough needed a bucket on that sequence. They are over the limit now with 18 fouls, so they will be shooting free throws the rest of the way, will Southwestern. Lexi Hall returns. Corey Hopkins takes a seat. 40-26, Piasaw Birds. Jade Scroggins out. Rupert back on the floor. Free throw for Burns. One and bonus, and she missed the front end. But the offensive rebound off the missed free throw to Weibel, and she missed the putback. And Hillsborough dodged one. Here comes Matush. To the rim, floats it up, nope, and she's fouled. That'll stop the clock, 4:39 to play. Do the Toppers have a miraculous comeback in them? If they do, it has already begun. They are down by just 14 now. They were down by 18 moments ago. Matush, 6 points, 0 for 1 at the line. She'll get two tosses here. First one is good. 7 for Sammy. Pulls Hillsborough to within 13. That's about as close as they've been the entire second half. They were down by 13 at the half. They haven't had it inside that here in the second. Now they do as Matush knocks down both tosses. The lead is 12. Here comes the pressure. Can Southwestern close it out? 4.5 minutes to play. What a comeback this would be. It'd be an all-timer if the Toppers can pull it off. They lob down to Hall, stolen by Rupert. Here come the Toppers. Boy, a three ball here at single digits, and Southwestern's calling a timeout. Here comes Matush on the dribble drive. To the rim, counter to the foul for Sammy as she shows the emotion. That's about as much emotion as you will see for Sammy in a game. The fist pump and the scream after the bucket and foul. A free throw to make it a 9-point game. .415 left. Matush for the old-fashioned three. Got it. Sammy Matush with 11, 7 in the quarter. The lead is down to 9. This is as close as Hillsborough has been since the second quarter. In the backcourt, Riley Smith, and we've got a turnover. Smith stepped out of bounds. 14th turnover on the Piasaw Birds. Waiting for Southwestern. The wheels getting a little wobbly here the last couple of minutes. Here's Rupert. Right wing, drives baseline, and she's called for steps. She made the bucket, but she traveled. Could not get stopped in time. 40-31, substitutions now for Southwestern. Corey Hopkins back in. Lexi Hall will take a seat. Southwestern led by as many as 18. They led this game 40-22. It's now 40-31. Here's Molly Novak in the backcourt. She will knife through two topper defenders, crosses the timeline. Halfway through the money quarter. Here's Riley Smith out near midcourt. Riley with the right-hand bounce at the volleyball spike line. Man-to-man defense for the toppers. Rupert goes for the steal, and she got it. Aubrey goes up and down for the easy deuce, and the toppers are coming. Rupert has five, and Southwestern needs a timeout. 3:41 for the game. The Birds had led by 18. That has been whittled down to 7. 3:41 to play. Southwestern leading 40-33. We'll come back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages on the Ox. Well, we have a final from the second quarterfinal at Litchfield. Gillespie crushes Pawnee 72-19. So the Miners will face Carlinville tomorrow night in the other regional semifinal at Litchfield. Those games will be live at 6 o'clock on FM 106. Here at Alton Marquette, the Toppers trailed by 18. They have it down to 7. And Burns, trapped on the sideline, bounces it off of Meyer. It'll still be Piasaw Bird basketball. A lot of time left in this game, and the momentum has certainly switched to the Hillsboro side. Down by 7. Novak spinning in the backcourt. Spins again, almost spun right into Hooley. Loses the ball, turned over. Picked up by Shelby. She's fouled, and two free throws. She almost got the and one. Aubrey Rupert was hopping and skipping in midcourt trying to get that thing to go down. So it was the pressure of Southwestern in the first half that really set the tone. The pressure defense of Hillsboro has ratcheted up here in the money quarter. Second foul on Riley Smith. Hooley's free throw is good. Here come the toppers. Hooley's first point, and they're within 6. They trailed by 18 in the quarter. This free throw to pull within 5. Will they have enough left in the tank to come all the way back? Second free throw is off the heel, will not go down, and the rebound down to Hopkins for Southwestern. Hounded in the backcourt, gets it off to Novak. Here comes Molly across the timeline with a pass to Riley Smith. Riley now out between the circles, being checked by Hooley. Getting close to a 5-second count. There it is. The toppers are pumped up now. 16th Southwestern turnover, 3:10 for the game, the lead down to 6. Different looking Hillsboro team here in the fourth quarter. Here is Rupert on the right wing. Talk about really not being pressure on the underdog team, but when you led by 18 in the fourth quarter and it starts to slip away, there is definitely some pressure applied. Rupert, 4-3, rattled out. Offensive rebound to the toppers, will not go for Reynolds. Ball is loose, out of bounds, off of Southwestern. It's Hillsboro ball, 2:46 to play. We've had two great games here tonight. Marquette survived Staunton in semifinal number 1, 35-32. And here in semifinal number 2, Southwestern trying to hold on against Hillsboro, 40-34. Matouche has it. She attacks to the paint. Layup good for Sammy. She has a Baker's dozen, 9 here in the money quarter. The lead down to 4. Hillsboro hasn't been this close since the opening minutes. Here comes Molly Novak. Races through all the topper defenders. The layup is good. Big time from Molly Novak. She has 8 as no one stopped ball. 2:20 for the ball game. Here's Matouche. Kicks out to Scroggins. Jade Scroggins all the way to the rim. Draws the foul. And she'll have free throws with 2:16 to play. It was 40-22 early in this fourth quarter. Now 42-36. Scroggins at the free throw line. The foul was Burns' 4th. Free throw for Jade is good. Scroggins has 2 points tonight. She's now 2-3 from the foul line. This to get Hillsboro back within 4. Scroggins, the 5'6 junior, Toss is short, but I think we have a lane violation. We do. She'll get a redo. And that's a big mental mistake late in this regional semifinal. Scroggins will get the second toss after the violation. Checks the bench, releases the toss, and puts it home. So she takes advantage of the extra free throw. Hillsborough back within four. Novak in the backcourt, crosses midcourt. She gets down to the right block, and that's a block on Hillsborough. Woo! Looked like Molly lowered the shoulder ever so slightly. Looked like Hooley had good position, but they will call the block on Shelby Hooley. For Shelby, her first. Team's ninth of the half. Big free throws for Molly Novak. Novak 0-for-1 from the line in the ball game. She has 8 points. Free throw is off the heel and no good. 2:09 to play. It's 42-38. Toppers in the midst of a 16-2 run to cut the lead down to four. Second toss, no good. Missed them both. And now Southwestern goes over the back of Matushin. We'll walk to the other end for free throws. Sammy, a good block out there. Matusha has 13 points after being held scoreless in the first half, had just four after three, but she has nine, looking for more here in the money quarter. Clock will stop with 2:08 to play. Hillsborough hasn't been within two since it was 2-0. Gotta make the first to get the second. She got it. Matusha with 14 for the game. She's a 4 of 5 from the foul line here in the fourth quarter. Toppers got it down to a possession. Matush now to pull it within two. Toss. Good. 42-40. The Toppers have given themselves a chance into Novak. She has a crowd of white shirts around her. Now a foul on Hooley as Novak winds up on the floor. 2:05 to play. Both teams over the limit. So whoever executes from the foul line very well might wind up playing on Thursday night. A different looking Hillsborough team here in the fourth quarter. They were just out of sorts in those first three quarters, and Southwestern had a lot to do with that with their pressure defense, but perhaps Hillsborough has gotten adjusted a little bit here. As Novak's free throw is good. Molly just missed the pair. Now she knocks down that one. That's a big toss. She has nine. Makes it a 3-point lead for Southwestern. This to make it two possessions. Novak. Toss is no good. And the rebound to Matush. Jump ball, but Hillsborough has the arrow. That was a quick whistle on the jump ball. 2:03 for the game. Toppers have it down three. Meyer will get it in to Jade Scroggins. Scroggins comes across midcourt, leaves it for Reynolds on the left wing. Emily Reynolds to the foul line, leaves for Rupert. Off to Scroggins, top of the key. Jade Scroggins, little hesitation dribble, leaves for Meyer. Kylie Meyer off to Rupert on the left wing. Aubrey wants a dribble drive, kicks to Scroggins. 18-footer, top of the key, no. Off the back rim. Rebound picked up underneath by Reynolds. Emily floats it up and rattles it home. Emily Reynolds with 14. The Toppers within 190 seconds to play. Here's Hopkins in the backcourt. She will get it off to Molly Novak. Molly crosses the timeline, being hounded by Matush. That's been quite the matchup tonight on the defensive end. Weibel spins, attacks, and draws the foul with a minute 16 to play. Oh, Southwestern is trying to hang on that clock, cannot move fast enough if you're a Pius Allbird fan. The foul for the Toppers puts them in the double bonus, the first personal on Emily Reynolds. Weibel, 1-for-2 at the line, has 7 points. Toss is good. Hit the front rim and crawled over. 8 for Weibel. A 2-point lead for Southwestern. This to put it back to 3. Weibel eyes it up and knocks it down. Pressure tosses for Bailey Weibel. A 3-point lead for Southwestern. 70 seconds for the ball game. Here's Matouche. Oh, blows by a defender. To the rim, throws it up on the glass, wanted the contact. It wasn't there. And on the jump ball, it goes to Southwestern. Matouche was looking to be bailed out that time by the officials, and they did not do it. And I think that was a good no call. 67 seconds for the ball game. Meyer out, Hooley back in for Hillsboro. Toppers expended so much energy coming back. What do they have left for the final 67 seconds? Into Hopkins, and she's pushed out of bounds by Reynolds, so Corey Hopkins will be to the free throw line. Second personal on Emily Reynolds. 65 seconds for the ball game. Winner gets Alton Marquette in the regional championship Thursday night. We'll have it for you on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Will it be Hillsboro or will it be Southwestern? Free throw for the freshman Hopkins is off the heel and rattled out. Southwestern has left some points at the line here in the fourth quarter. They've missed 5 of their 8 foul shots here in the money quarter. Trying to close this thing out. They led by 18 early in the fourth quarter. It's down to 3 now with 65 seconds left. Free throw is good. Corey gets 1 out of 2. That's a big one to make it a 2-possession game, 46-42. Inside of the final minute of the ball game, here's Scroggins. Rupert for 3. Aubrey got it. Big shot, Aubrey Rupert. She has 8. Hillsboro's first 3 of the night, and Brett Teakin takes a timeout. 55.3 seconds to play. Southwestern 46, Hillsboro 45. You're listening to the Marquette Catholic Regional Semifinal on the Ox. Tim Mize back here courtside at Alton Marquette Catholic High School. The Toppers have stormed back. They trailed by 18 early in the fourth quarter. They have trimmed it down to 1 with 55.3 seconds to play. Southwestern will have the ball on the baseline. They must go the length of the floor against Topper full court pressure. Hillsboro, 10 team fouls, so it's 2 free throws for Southwestern if they go there. Riley Smith gets it into Hopkins, loose with the basketball, and they're going to call it for double dribble, and Hillsboro will have the basketball with a chance to take the lead. It was the pressure of Southwestern in the first half, but then it's been the pressure of Hillsboro here in the fourth quarter. Poise from the Toppers here down the stretch. Sideline trigger in the front court for Rupert. In it goes to Scroggins. Off to Reynolds, left side of the key, back to Jade. 45 seconds for the game. Scroggins will work right side. She'll come back now top of the key. Novak trying to deny Matouche the basketball. Here's Rupert. Sammy has it. On the curl, no whistle, out of bounds. It'll stay. Nope, it'll go with Southwestern. Boy, a lot of contact, no whistle. Brett Deacon thought it was tipped, but it's going to be Southwestern ball. 33.6 seconds. Southwestern dodged 1 bullet. In it goes to Corey Hopkins. Back to Riley Smith. Trouble with the catch. A blind wraparound pass to Novak. She runs into Rupert, falls down, and draws the foul. Boy, Southwestern was fortunate there. Riley Smith was trapped on the baseline, and she threw the ball without knowing where it was going. And fortunately, Molly Novak was in the right place at the right time when there were no white shirts for the Toppers around. 27 and a half seconds for the ball game. Big free throws for Molly Novak. What a ball game she's had. Her defense on Matouche has been spectacular. Free throw, good. 10 for Molly Novak, the lead 2 for Southwestern, 27 and a half seconds to play. Two great games here tonight on semifinal night at Alton Marquette. Free throw for Novak is short, and the rebound down to the Toppers. Here comes Scroggins. They trail by 2. 20 seconds for the game. Brett Teakin letting them go. Here's Meyer on the left wing. A big collision. Burns is down and hurt. Aubrey Rupert feeds Matouche, and she is fouled with 14.8. Away from the ball, Burns got tangled up, and she was down on the floor. She's doubled over in pain now. She's going to tough it out. She is in some pain, and she is walking back away midcourt. Oh, boy, she's doubled over in serious pain is Abby Burns. Huge free throws for Matouche. First toss. Good. That pulls Hillsboro to within one. 16 for Sammy Matouche. 12 of them here in the fourth quarter after she was scoreless at halftime. This to tie the game at 47 after they trailed by 18 earlier in the quarter. Toss. Good, she got it. Wow, what a comeback for the Toppers, and Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 14.8 for the ball game. Hillsboro has come all the way back and tied Southwestern at 47. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages on the Ox. Well, no matter what happens here tonight, Hillsboro, what a gutsy comeback. Trailed 40-22 early in this quarter. They have just tied the ball game at 47. Just 14.8 to play. It'll be Southwestern ball in the backcourt. Matouche giving instructions to her topper teammates. No fouls if you're Hillsboro. Both teams in double bonus. And now Southwestern takes a timeout. They wanted to see what Hillsboro was set up in. 47 up, Southwestern and Hillsboro. Pius Allbirds have the basketball when we come back to Marquette Catholic following these messages. What a night of basketball here at the 2A Alton Marquette Regional. Staunton had a chance late to tie and force overtime with Marquette. They did not get it done and fell 35-32. Hillsboro trailed by 18 in the fourth quarter. They have just tied the game, and now they will try to see if they can stop Southwestern one more time. The Birds certainly want nothing to do with overtime. Hillsboro has all the momentum. Southwestern must go the length of the floor. 14.8 seconds. Riley Smith gets it in to Hopkins. Back to Riley. 13 seconds for the game. Smith across the timeline with 8. Riley to the right wing with 6. Off to Novak with 4. Molly, layup blocked by Matouche, and we are going to go to overtime. What a play by Matouche. Novak got around her defender into the lane, had a left-handed layup for the win, and Matouche got the block. After four quarters, it is Hillsboro 47, Southwestern 47. Overtime, next. What a comeback for Hillsboro, trailing 40-22 early in the fourth quarter. They have just forced overtime, tied at 47, and they certainly have all the momentum right now. The Toppers very happy to be playing overtime. Southwestern probably in a little bit of disbelief that they let that 18-point lead slip away. It wasn't anything Southwestern necessarily did. It was more about what Hillsboro started to do. They picked up their pressure. They turned Southwestern over. I think it was three or four possessions in a row. They turned the Birds over, and that kind of got Hillsboro juiced up and rolling. A four-minute overtime to play for the regional championship on Thursday night. Alton Marquette survived Staunton earlier tonight, 35-32. Matouche into the jump circle for Hillsboro. Hopkins for Southwestern. And here we go, the four-minute overtime for a berth in the regional championship. Tap one by Hopkins, and Southwestern will get it to start. Here comes Molly Novak into the front court, off to Riley Smith, into the hands of Hopkins now, top of the key. Down low to Weibel, counter to the foul for Bailey Weibel. She has 11, the foul on Rupert. That quick spin move to the baseline for Weibel. 49-47 Southwestern. Free throw is good for Weibel, she has a dozen. Hillsboro outscored Southwestern 27-11 in the fourth quarter to force overtime. A three-point play for the Birds to start. They're back up by three. Here's Scroggins off to Reynolds. Back to Jade. Three ball for the tie. Got it. Jade Scroggins rattles it home. She has 6 points. Her first field goal knotted at 50. 3:20 for overtime. Guess we should say for the first overtime. Out front. Riley Smith, down low to Weibel on the left. Block goes up. Matouche went straight up, forced the miss. Weibel got it back and put it home. Good second effort from Bailey Weibel. She has 14, and the Birds lead by two, 52-50, 3 minutes for overtime. Here's Scroggins, down to Matouche. She's triple-teamed and fouled. That'll stop the clock with 3 minutes and 1 second to play and send Matouche to the foul line. Sammy, 17 points, 13 of them coming in the fourth quarter. Toppers needed every single one of them. Toss. Good. 18 for Matouche, all in the second half. Scroggins out, Claire Tester back in for Hillsboro. What a game. What a night here at Alton Marquette High School. Free throw for the tie. Got it. 19 for Matouche, tied at 52. Inside of 3 minutes for overtime. Here comes Novak into the front court. Molly Novak. In the right corner it goes to Riley Smith. Riley Smith now back to Novak. Novak now out near that volleyball spike line on the bounce. Pulls it back out now. Matouche stays right with her. 2:35 for the ball game. Down to Weibel, and she traveled. 18th Southwestern turnover. That gets Jade Scroggins up off the bench. She's going to check back in. She will replace Claire Tester. Also, Kylie Meyer back on the floor replacing Shelby Hooley. 52-52. Hillsboro has not led tonight.
Let's go, girl.
We play in overtime. 2.5 left. Here's Scroggins, left side of the key. Jade Scroggins with the right-hand dribble. Wants to attack. She will hand to Matouche. Sammy, bounce pass on the baseline. Reynolds for the lead, too strong. And the rebound down to Weibel for the Pius Allbirds. All these kids on both teams leaving it all out on the floor tonight. Here's Byrne. She's been gutting through tonight. Out near midcourt with Riley Smith. 2 minutes for the overtime. Here is Weibel. Bounce pass to Riley Smith. Top of the key to Novak. Molly, dribble drive to the rim. Layup is good. A dozen for Molly Novak. A minute 50 for overtime. 54-52 Birds. Here's Scroggins, left side of the key. Jade works back right side now. Hands to Meyer. Kylie off to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert. Dribbles through the lane, kicks to Scroggins. 90 seconds for overtime. Here's Aubrey on the right wing. Rupert drives baseline, stops, left it short, and the rebound down to Southwestern. Off to Riley Smith. Birds lead with the ball, 80 seconds to play. As Matouche comes in, tried to get the steal, she's called for the foul, her fourth. Sammy's first three fouls were all offensive. Obviously, the Toppers can ill afford to lose her. If you're Southwestern, you attack. Sammy Matouche now try to get her fouled out. Riley Smith has 2 points tonight. Big free throws here. First toss, rattled out, no good. Southwestern shot 11 free throws in the fourth quarter, made just 5 of them. That toss is good for Riley. That puts Southwestern up 3, 55-52, 75 seconds to play in this regional semifinal. Here's Jade Scroggins off the left side of the wing. Jade with the right-hand bounce leaves for Matouche. Sammy has had struggled with her shot tonight. She's been getting to the paint. Rupert's three caught nothing but air. It's out of bounds. And it'll be Southwestern ball with 61 seconds to play. Good look for Rupert. Just a little too jacked up there. Southwestern ball on the baseline. It'll be Riley Smith to throw in. She gets it in to Hopkins, right back to Riley. Clock running inside of a minute. Riley Smith across midcourt, leading by 3. The Birds have the basketball. Hillsboro going to try to play defense without fouling and get the steal here, and now they will give the foul on Smith. It'll be 2 free throws for Riley Smith with 46.5 seconds to play in overtime. Alton Marquette gets the winner Thursday. And I think coming in, everybody just assumed it would be Hillsboro, but that's why they play them. Talked about it before, the postseason tournament wouldn't be nearly as fun if the favored team always won. Smith knocks down the toss. The lead is 4 for Southwestern, 56-52, 46.5 for overtime. Second free throw is good. She got a pair. She has 5, and the lead is 5. Clock running, 43 seconds for overtime. Here comes Scroggins into the front court. She will leave for Meyer. Topper's got to go quickly. Sammy Matouche, top of the key. Is she going to rise for 3? Nope, it was cut off nicely by Novak. Half a minute to play. Scroggins out near midcourt. Toppers need to go. They're down 2 possessions. Clock's a ticking. 25 for the game. Jade Scroggins, a runner off the window, no good. Rebound down to Abby Burns for Southwestern, and Hillsborough needs the foul. And they will give the foul on Burns with 16.7 to play. Southwestern in a back in the driver's seat after they had control of this game for three quarters. Hillsborough stormed back in the fourth quarter to force overtime. Now Southwestern up five, and Abby Burns at the free throw line. She has 11 points all. We're in the first half. Free throw is no good. Toppers need to go quickly whether she makes this or not. This is Burns' first trip to the line. Just to make it a six-point game. Got it. A dozen for Abby Burns. The lead is six for Southwestern. And it goes to Sammy Matouche. Matouche fouled on the three, and she'll get three tosses with 12.1 to play. They will get Molly Novak with the personal. Clock will stop with 12.1 seconds to play. Matouche to the foul line. 19 points all in the second half. First of three is good. 20 for Matouche. But more importantly for Hillsborough, they're down five. Second toss. Got that one. Hooley returns. Meyer out for the Toppers. They will need to force a steal if Matouche can make this toss. This would make it a one-possession game. Free throw is good. Sammy got all three. She has 22 for the game, and the Toppers want a timeout. 12.1 seconds for overtime. Southwestern 58, Hillsborough 55. The Piasol Birds will have it on the baseline. Must go the length of the floor when we come back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages. Tim Mize back here at Marquette Catholic High School. What a ball game here in our second semifinal in overtime. Southwestern leading Hillsborough 58-55. This after Southwestern blew an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter. But they've come out strong here in the extra 4 minutes. They have the ball and a three-point lead, just 12.1 seconds to play. Full court pressure from the Toppers. Riley Smith will lob it over the top to Hopkins. She catches it moving towards midcourt and a foul given by Emily Reynolds. 9.4 seconds, and it will send Corey Hopkins to the free throw line, where tonight she is 5 out of 7. She has 13 points. She'll get two tosses. She needs to make at least one to make it a two-possession game. Free throw is good. Big toss for the freshman, Corey Hopkins. That makes it a two-possession game with just 9.4 seconds to play. Topper's in a tough, tough spot now. This is a tougher spot than down 18 early in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is good. Hopkins got them both. She has 15. Into Matouche with eight. Sammy lets the three ball fly. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Southwestern. Outlet to Novak. And the Piasol Birds have sprung the upset on the Hillsborough Hilltoppers in overtime. Southwestern wins it 60-55 as the Piasol Bird faithful rise to their feet. Southwestern will play for another regional championship as they upset and stun the Hillsborough Hilltoppers here tonight in the regional semifinal. They had an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter, let that slip away, but they got it done in overtime as they knock off Hillsborough 60-55. Woo! We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up this night following these messages on the Ox. What a great high school basketball game here tonight. Southwestern wins it in overtime over Hillsborough 60-55. Outscored the Toppers 13-8 in the extra 4 minutes. Led in scoring tonight by Corey Hopkins. She finished with 15, 14 for Bailey Weibel, 12 for Molly Novak, but it was her defense tonight on Matouche that set the tone through the first three quarters. 5 points for Riley Smith, 2 points for Lexi Hall, 2 points for Abby Burns. For Hillsborough, Sammy Matouche led the way with 22, all 22 coming in the second half. 14 for Emily Reynolds, 16 for Jade Scroggins, 8 for Aubrey Rupert, 2 points for Kylie Meyer, 2 points for Claire Tester, and 1 point for Shelby Hooley. Hillsboro had 6 points in the first quarter, 7 points in the second quarter, 7 points in the third quarter, 27 points in the fourth quarter, and then 8 points in the overtime. So only one quarter do they get double digits, and they almost got 30. They trailed by 18 early in the fourth quarter before they stormed all the way back to force overtime, but could not get it done in the overtime session as Southwestern wins it 60-55, and they will play Alton Marquette for the 2A regional championship on Thursday night. I don't think a lot of folks had that pegged, but that is the beauty of the one-and-done single elimination postseason. On this night, Southwestern was the better team. They had Hillsboro out of sorts the first three quarters. They were, Molly Novak was pressuring Sammy Matouche. Nothing was coming easy for Sammy. Toppers maybe got a little bit frustrated, but give the Piasaw Birds a bunch of credit. They avenged that loss from late January. They now have won 9 of 10. They are playing their best basketball of the year at precisely the right time. 60-55, Southwestern wins it in overtime. We'll take a break. We'll come back and see if we can talk to Steve Woolley following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Alton Marquette High School. What a night of basketball. In the first semifinal, Marquette survives Staunton 35-32. And in the second semifinal, Southwestern beats Hillsboro in overtime 60-55. And head coach Steve Woolley joins us right now. And Steve, you've been doing this a long time. Have you had one quite like that?
Oh, man. It's been a little while since I've had one like that. But, yeah, I've had a few, but that was pretty awesome right there.
I thought the first half, and really the first quarter, the first few minutes, Molly Novak set the tone for you guys defensively on Matouche.
Oh, yeah. She's just hard-nosed kid. She'll run through a wall for you. I mean, she's just got a great work ethic, and I can't speak enough about her, man. She's just a tough kid. So,
you are playing your best basketball of the year right now. You've now won 9 of your last 10 ball games.
Right, and our loss in that stretch was to them.
Right.
So yeah, I'm feeling like we're hitting it at the right time. We're playing, like you said, our best basketball, and the kids are enjoying it, and their hard work all season's been paying off here lately. So
that overtime was very impressive for you guys. You had an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter. It all went away, and a lot of times when you lose a lead of that margin, overtime doesn't go well, but boy, your kids gritted through it.
Right. When we went to the huddle and before overtime started, I just asked the kids, I said, you know, I feel like we've played a better game than them, and I'd hate to give this thing away to them. And I asked them if they felt the same way, and they said yes. So I said, well, then you got to go prove it in 4 minutes, you know, and they did. So I can't ask anymore. I'm very proud of them. I mean, I'm asking some things out of some freshmen out there that's a lot of responsibility for some of those kids, and they stepped up and took the challenge. So
to me, in a lot of ways, Steve, this is a program type of game for you guys, because I don't think a lot of folks gave you a chance necessarily to come in here and beat Hillsboro, but you've been in big games before, and maybe this group of kids hasn't been in it, but they've grown up around the program, and they know that, hey, you guys expect to win these types of games.
Right. I think we have a lot of pride in our program, and I think our kids do as well, and it's, for our county, for example, you know, we had lost to Carlinville, you know, by 20 just prior to the county tournament, and we made a couple changes, and the kids bought into it, and they win that, and I think having that sort of experience and then coming to here was kind of the same thing. Hillsboro, you know, they beat us at their place, you know, pretty handily. And we made a couple changes again, and just getting them to buy into it, you know what I mean, and then doing it for 32 minutes. So, you know, we tried to give it away there towards the end. I mean, we a lot of pressure that some of these kids aren't used to. Hats off to Brett and those guys. I mean, they really battled their way back into the ball game and did everything they could do. But I also felt like we did everything we could do to help them do it. So, I mean, but hats off to them. They did a great job. So,
and I thought, really, you guys did such a good job on the boards all night. A lot of times Hillsboro was one and done.
Yeah, and that's one thing we stressed, was they're too good a shooting team to give them multiple shots on each possession. So that's one thing we stressed, you know, prior to the game starting. And, you know, kids were battling, man. That's what it takes.
So what do you think about Thursday night?
Well, you know, we've got a little information on watching them play tonight a little bit. Same kind of thing. We're going to have to be able to handle the pressure and hopefully minimize turnovers and stuff like that. But hey, I feel like we got a good shot. We're playing some pretty good basketball right now. So
absolutely. Hey, enjoy the night, sir.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Steve Vloy, the head coach of the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. They spring the upset tonight. They beat Hillsboro in overtime 60-55. What a great night of basketball here at Alton Marquette. Alton Marquette beat Staunton 35-32 in semifinal number one. Southwestern upsets Hillsboro in overtime in semifinal number two, 60-55. Thanks to the wonderful people here at Alton Marquette, Athletic Director Jack Holmes and his staff treated us very good this week, so we thank them for their hospitality. Thanks to all of our wonderful basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 on our sister station, WSMI-FM 106. Your final one more time in overtime, Southwestern 60, Hillsboro 55. Thanks to Levi Ubelt. He produced tonight's doubleheader here on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Thanks to everyone who listened online at WAOX.com through our friends at Network One Sports. What a night of basketball. What a heck of a game we'll have on Thursday. Southwestern and Alton Marquette for the regional championship. I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Alton.